calling Perry. This is Brandon. How can I help you?
Hi, Brandon. Is Bruce in?
Let me see if he's in his office.
Okay.
Who's calling, please?
It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for calling Perry Heating and Cooling. Sorry to place you on hold. Someone will be with you in just a moment. We appreciate your business. Did you know Perry Heating and Cooling has a wide variety of services available? We offer oil to gas.
Hello?
Hi, is this Bruce?
Yes.
Hi, Bruce. This is Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Doing good. Yourself?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Doing good.
I'm working with Pete here on your working capital approval.
Yep.
And just had a couple of questions here.
Okay.
Yeah, I just had a few questions before we release any approvals here. But was there a certain amount of funding you were looking for, you had in mind?
Well, I guess what it comes down to, currently I have the on deck.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking... that's one of the options, is to pay that off, right?
Yeah.
But if it couldn't be,
mm-hmm.
obviously I would need a lesser amount, right?
Right.
So I guess that's what it comes down to.
What is the exact balance on the on deck? Is it around 170-something?
Yeah, it's about that.
Okay.
I don't have the exact number. I can look it up.
Yeah.
Sure, but, yeah, it's about that.
They give you a pretty big... approval to start off with, or have you done multiple renewals with them, or have you just done one loan?
I've done some funding in the past, and you know, so I have some history of paying off funding.
Yeah,
and I think that was part of it, not necessarily with On Deck, right?
Okay.
Gibraltar, I did a whole thing through, and Can Capital in the past. So you know, it's worked for me. But I think I think what happens is once you guys see that I did it and we went through it, we paid it off. Everybody starts coming in and making offers and stuff like that. So that's kind of, I think, what happened there. And, because we did a lot with what On Deck has done. We had to buy some equipment, pay for some stuff.
What kind of equipment did you purchase?
Some snaking equipment, jetters.
Oh.
I mean, people don't realize what that stuff costs. It's ridiculous.
How much did that cost?
That was about 20-something thousand there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, that's up very, very quick.
You know that we offer equipment financing, right?
When I called, I think when I called, when I was listening to the on-hold thing, it said that, and I didn't know that.
We've actually been around for about 13 years, and what we've started with originally was equipment financing. And so it's kind of our bread and butter. So, if there's anything that comes up in the future, let us know. It's a really easy process. We would just pay your vendor. You would just give us a quote, and we'll pay your vendor. And then you would have a nice, could be a 5-year term, 3 to 5 year term, anywhere in between there. And the rates are much better than working capital because it's secured.
Cost less, right?
Too, yeah.
Doesn't it? Yeah. No, it's good to know because we are growing.
Mm-hmm.
We're expanding, and that's really what brings us to this next step here. We're actually getting ready to move.
Oh, okay.
We're moving into a little bit larger place.
That's
good. Rent's about the same, but we got to furnish it now. We got to get the shelves. We got to spend some money. There's no doubt about it. We got to spend some money. No way around it.
Doing the move?
We're out of this shop September 1st.
Oh, wow. It's right around the corner.
Like yesterday we were saying, we got 90 days before we move.
Yeah.
Now here we are. Yeah.
Okay.
And to move this whole shop of equipment and product that we got here because we stock stuff,
Wow.
Yeah, we got enough for, 5 trucks on the road. But we have let the inventory drop down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the... Again, another part of the capital is to help build our inventory again before we get the heating season. I have some receivables out there in the 100,000 range that, it's putting a little bit of a chokehold on me as far as cash flow, we got liens on one of the properties. We got one of them's probably going to end up in court. And,
oh, no.
Yeah, so, it's that kind of stuff that I got to get over that hump,
Yeah.
And that's also what prompted this whole thing. You know, we didn't really have a lot of this going on when we went with OnDeck.
Right.
But, you know, some things have changed, and, you know, we have these jobs that are finished that we are waiting money on, and it's, I need to just get through this hump. It's a little low here, you know.
Okay.
Plus the move, plus everything else. So,
yeah.
So I guess to answer your question, you know, I guess the thing is, what do we want to do? What can we do?
Yeah.
Do we need to pay off the deck? Do we,
well,
you know, I'd like to, and, you know.
What were the, I'm showing the gross revenue last year, or what was the gross revenue last year?
Last year was $1.2
million. 1.2, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should be on target for that again. It'll certainly help if I got paid for some of these jobs
that
we did. But
so the thing is, we do offer these longer terms, you know, 2 years, 3 years, that sort of thing. And we do pay off existing balances. But
okay.
In this particular situation right now, it would be very difficult because in order to do that, we usually need the company to net a certain percentage,
okay,
so that it makes sense.
Right.
And we're just not there quite yet. But
okay.
What we're thinking is, you know, to start the relationship, help you out a little bit, is a second position. So we wouldn't touch the OnDeck loan. We can't do anything with that right now. So we wouldn't do anything,
okay,
you know, with that. But what we could do is maybe something in the neighborhood of $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would help you or not. Somewhere right around there.
Okay. I would have to, you know, crunch some numbers and really,
yeah,
and really see.
Now, do we
yeah
have another program, and it looks like they were looking for the August month-to-date bank statement, and I wasn't sure if Pete requested that from you.
Yeah. Like I mentioned to him, I got to call the bank, but, of course,
mm-hmm,
they're gone at 3. I can't find it online where I can get the current statement. All I could do is I could print up, like, the what do you call it, the page that shows all the, you know, the account with all the transactions and stuff.
Yeah, so that's
but
basically
says,
what they want to see. So you would
log
in.
Like a statement.
It's just, it's a month to date, so you would just log in. They want to see where the account is now,
right,
up until, and it would just show the transaction history going till the beginning of the month. So
all
it's not
right
an official statement.
Okay, well, okay, so let me try something. If I can
okay
do it, if you don't mind, while you're
yeah
no
problem
here, would you be able to see it maybe? Let me get out of this. And let's see if I can't go. Oh, yeah, now the internet's going to be.
With that
now
statement, I may be able to get an increased loan amount.
All right, well, see what happens. Worth a shot, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay, so just maybe I can just do what I did before is I saved a PDF, which
mm-hmm
all it did is it went to the Notepad and was a very probably, what would you say, generic
okay
thing.
Can you, sometimes on there it'll give you the option while you're in there to save it. You don't have to transfer it to Word or anything like that. It'll just save the screen there, or you can right-click, print the page PDF.
Let's see here. Print this view. Do that and see what comes up. Print. And now, as long as it says, like, Bank of America at the top or something, that's cool.
Yeah, so we want to see that, the account number, the balance right now.
Let's see. And that should work for you. Now I'm hitting print. Now what are we doing here? We're not doing anything like you with it.
Does it, when you do print, does it say print to PDF?
That's usually one of the options it gives me, and it
yeah
gives me time. So that's why I'm looking to see. Maybe I need to tell it that somewhere else there. Okay. It did it, but now it cuts off the side. It actually cuts off the most important part, the numbers. Why did it do that? Okay, let's go. Okay, print the PDF. Do this again.
Yeah. How long have you been out there? Are you planning to move anywhere? Or are you...
August.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. This may have done it.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
You can send it to Pete.
Okay.
All right. We'll do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what I'll do is, either myself or Pete will send you. I have to finish up the approval here, but right now we're at about $35,000, and I can see if we can get it bumped up with the bank statement.
Okay.
It's going to be a shorter term, so roughly around 7 months or so,
right,
with a refinance option in about 3 months. So if everything looks good, we can be in a position to either extend that out, give you additional funding. You can always pay it off if you want, or if the on-deck loan is paid down and we're in that situation where we can pay that off and do one loan for you, then we can look at that as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know when I did the on-deck thing, they had said kind of like the same thing. Like, a certain amount of time, they will do another offer, I guess, or something.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call it before? Re-enrollment or something?
Refinance. So typically on deck we'll do it halfway through your term.
Yeah.
What was the term length that you did with them?
18 months.
Okay. Yeah. So in about 9 months from when you take the loan out, they'll usually give you the option to do a renewal on that loan.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's what they were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, according to them, I don't know how true it is because I just, you know, whatever. rates would be much less, and supposedly I could have potential for a larger amount. But
what was the loan amount you took with them?
The total was $206.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they typically only go up to $250. They have, that's kind of their cap.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So
you're pretty familiar with them.
Yeah, we do. We're familiar with them. We do pay off a lot of their loans or loan balances. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'll do is.
Price rate is cheaper or less than theirs?
No, we do have a lot of programs that are less.
Mm-hmm.
I think OnDeck is good in the sense that they don't require a lot to fund. Once you're approved, they can pretty much send you the documents and you're done, which is nice. And we have programs like that as well.
Right.
But, we have a lot of programs that where the rates are better, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it just depends on the industry, credit, that sort of thing, certain states.
Gotcha.
That type of thing.
A lot of times it depends on the state.
Yeah, it does.
That I know.
But they don't offer the second position, so, you know, we think it's a good thing to have, just for situations like this where you may just need a little bit of extra capital.
Yeah, just so I can hang on until I get paid for these other jobs.
Yeah,
take a
something temporary.
Yeah, it's just we didn't see it coming as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. We knew the move was coming and all, but, you know, this other stuff we didn't see happening. And, yeah, well, here it is. So,
yeah.
Anyway, we'll deal with it, but that's why I'm reaching out to people just to say, well, what can we do? What can we do? So,
okay.
Anyway, that's where
perfect.
We're at. So he should have that.
Okay.
I just sent it over.
And then would you, if this worked out, would you want the funds this week, or what was your time frame?
If it did work out, I would probably do this week, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know how you were trying to time it with your move.
Well, you know, that's common. That's, 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we got to start the process soon. So yeah, there's all that to think about, right?
Okay.
So it'd probably be better to take care of it before then rather than trying to do that on top of everything else. So
okay.
Anyway,
perfect. We'll get some info out to you today.
Okay.
And then if we can get that bumped up, we'll let you know. We probably won't know till the morning, though.
That's fine. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.